Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, what if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong?
What if I told you that all the things you believe to be impossible are in fact very much possible?
Reality is not what you think it is. It's so much more complicated, fascinating.
And above all,
boy howdy, is it terrifying.
We are at the fringes of the map.
Oh yeah.
And there's more than just dragons.
Adam, can I push both of them out of the way or only one?
You could try to grab, if you try to save both of them, you will get a penalty to the roll.
What if though, Adam?
Yes.
I told you about fun little thing that Leopold Kitten did while he was learning about aliens and stuff.
Of course, yes, college. Please, tell me.
In which that the Kitten family have always done sports.
Uh-huh.
Leopold is not a big man. He's quite lithe, quite light. Couldn't play hockey or football. Was okay at wrestling, but not amazing at it. But Adam.
Yeah?
Gymnastics. The beam, the chalk, the other ones.
I think you said chalk, like that's a fucking exercise.
No, the chalk you put on your hand. Okay. Smell of the chalk, yeah. The beam, right, the just, pommel horse.
I thought you were just listing events. And
the
I was
uneven
like,
bars, the rings.
Is the ribbon thing part of gymnastics?
No, I wasn't artistic. I think that's gymnastics or rhythmic gymnastics. It's acrobatic gymnastics, you know.
Understood. Understood.
So I studied gymnastics. Mm-hmm. I have the merit of parkour because of...
Of course you do.
My gymnastics abilities.
Sure.
Would that help?
How many dots in parkour do you have?
Two.
Two? I don't think that will help, but I will allow you to use your gymnastics specialty.
If I just try to save one, is that easier?
Yeah, you'll get less of a negative.
Who's closer to me?
Oh, no, it's got to be Lloyd, mate.
Physically or emotionally?
First, physically, because we know the answer to emotionally.
Great question.
All right, physically, Blair is closer to you. Nah. Emotionally, oof. I feel like you've been vibing with Dr. Lloyd.
Lloyd, Tom.
Yeah, I'm going to try to save Lloyd, but as I'm trying to get Lloyd out of the way, I'm also yelling, "Oh, Blair, duck!" And then I try to grab Dr. Lloyd.
You grab Lloyd and duck, roll backwards. The two of you, oh, that's a close thing. The two of you just barely make it out of the little cabin before crunch, it is destroyed by the drill. You look up and you do not see Blair.
Is Lloyd, Dr. Lloyd okay?
Yeah, Dr. Lloyd scrambles to her feet. She is screaming.
I ignore her. Mr. Blair, oh no, oh no, oh Blair, oh jeez, oh this is bad, oh this is real bad. You had one job, kid, and you had one job. Oh no, this is effing bad.
The door to the base explodes open and Attila Yilmaz steps out. What happened, he says.
Oh, it's the drill, we hit something.
Where's Mr. Palmer?
He, in there, I could only get, Lloyd, I said duck.
Attila rushes towards the little cabin.
I run over to the cabin as well.
The two of you see it has collapsed in on Blair. He is bleeding heavily from the head. He does not look good. It looks like the drill and the cabin, the drill has finally come to a stop. Mm. The cabin has crushed his lower torso.
Oof.
When you get to him, Attila does just a quick check, looks at you and says, he's alive. We've got to get him out of here.
Okay, no, you tell me what to do.
You lift, I drag.
Okay, yeah, no, I gotcha.
You try to lift. Oh my fucking God.
Yeah.
Oh my god! What the fuck, dude? What the fuck? You got 4 successes on 1 dice.
Yeah. Leopold kitten. It's adrenaline. You know, it's like,
pure adrenaline. Hey, yeah.
Your baby's under a car. Mum becomes the Hulk.
Your mum.
You could have lifted a car.
Yeah.
You crunch. You destroy the cabin, but you lift it up into almost a normal position. You realize you're lifting the drill as well.
Oh, boy. Jeez, howdy.
You just distantly, you can hear Yilmaz yelling, "It's done. It's done. It's done. You can let go."
Oh.
Crunch. It all falls back down.
Oh, boy. Dr. Lloyd, are you okay?
Dr. Lloyd is in a sitting position doing some heavy breathing.
Okay, that looks like you're not okay but alive, so...
Yilmaz picks up Blair and rushes him inside the base.
What, can I do anything?
He's just ignoring you.
Okay, Dr. Lloyd, so a second before the drill started going, you know, all crazy, I noticed on the little reader thing behind your head... when we were talking, you know that little dot and it moves back and forth when you run into stuff?
She nods. You can see she's incapable of speech right now.
So, that dot, like, what's it measure? You know, is it measure like how hard things are? Like the ice or the rock or the clay or the whatever?
It measures pressure on the drill.
Okay, so like what causes pressure on the drill, Dr. Lloyd?
The ice, the permafrost beneath, all of these things can contribute to pressure upon it, but oh my god. What end did you say that it went to?
Left. And I'm not saying like it went
that
left.
That can't be possible.
No, it went like, it didn't go like a little left, it went like, I thought the dot was going to like go out the side of the box.
That can't be possible, she says. That's impossible.
Well, I saw it.
All the way left means there's no pressure on the drill.
Wait, what do you mean it hit? A void. There's nothing there.
Vroom, 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 vroom. You turn around and the drill begins slowly retracting itself. Except only half the drill comes out.
Dr. Lloyd, what's that drill made of?
Dr. Lloyd just does not respond. Meanwhile, Richie Brain, you, Van Wall, and Lieutenant Brewer, you are driving back to base when you see... the drill chaotically starts swinging around. Lieutenant Brewer makes a noise like a mouse has been stood on. He turns to you and he says, "Floor it."
I do.
You manage to get to the base and it takes maybe 5-10 minutes. When you get there, you see Dr. Lloyd is sitting down on the floor doing some deep fucking breathing. You can see a bit worse for wear, but... ultimately looking fine, Dr. Kitten, and you can see that the drill has destroyed, absolutely demolished, the cabin where all of its instrumentation is.
Okay.
You, all of you, hop out of the vehicle. Lieutenant Brewer sprints towards you, Dr. Kitten. Is everyone okay?
Attila's got the Blair Palmer. I couldn't get him. I got Dr. Lloyd, but I couldn't get him out. He got crushed in the...
Lieutenant Brewer puts a hand on your shoulder. You see he's in a wild state. He's obviously is like very upset with what's happened. But for a brief moment, his face becomes calm. He looks at you, stares directly into your eyes. You did a good job. Then he keeps moving.
Oh, jeez. Oh, Lieutenant... we got a weird thing happening about the drill, about how it did this.
Lieutenant Brewer's gone.
It hit nothing. Like, nothing. I'd go back to you two.
Van Wall and I assume you, Richie, step out of the vehicle?
Yep.
Is the drill come back out missing a bit?
Half of the drill bit has just been torn away.
When he miraculously picked it up, did he put it back in?
He let go of it and it fell back into position.
But it's not functioning anymore.
No. No, this drill is very non-functional.
Yeah, okay. Fucking hell.
Are you like the mechanic of the... Is that part of his
role? Yeah, I think
role?
I'm like a bit of a... I just do a bit of it.
Sure. Okay. He does a lot of different things. Yeah, Blair specifically is
someone dies,
an engineer.
I take over their job.
Okay. Yeah, Blair does
that's
this
right.
drill.
That's why you're here.
Right.
That's why I'm here.
No, I just need to like... get my head around this. So, like, Dr. Lloyd, you're saying that if it goes to the left, it means there's no pressure.
She nods slowly. She starts standing up and you can see she's in shock.
I walk over to the drill bit.
Uh-huh.
See, Richie, you're, and I know you're not like the drill guy that's, you know, but do you want to take a look?
Oh, give it a crack.
Can we fix this drill?
It's missing half of it. You'd need a new drill bit.
I just want you to see if you could work out. So, do you reckon
there was
know...
another drill? Everyone in the rat box?
Heist!
Can we?
I mean, I guess. That would be, once again, a wildly different game.
Hey, Dr. Lloyd, I'm putting a crew together. One last job, we all retired.
Is there any way for us to craft something out of spare parts on the base that'll sort of get this drill
Probably
working?
Not. It's a highly specialized piece of equipment, you know. It really needs to be made in a special factory.
Yeah, okay, fuck.
So, Richie, what in the F could do this?
You saw it happen. I have no idea.
No, but like it's just gone. They hit a pocket and nothing. Like it's digging down and then there was nothing to dig to.
Does Richie know, because Richie's not very clever, does Richie know what they're what are they drilling into? Does he know?
You know nothing. You've heard the word permafrost before, but you don't know what the fuck that means.
Yeah, no. Okay, cool.
You're like, oh, I think it's some kind of ice.
Some sort of ice beneath us. You can see it looks impossible. Because it looks like what happened is it would be colloquially referred to as a stress fracture. So what happened is it looks like this thing has been bent back and forth, back Ooh. And forth, back and forth until it broke. But that is impossible. That could not happen. You would need a monumentally strong force to be able to do that. This drill is, I would not describe it as the toughest thing in the world, but to bend it, this metal like that, could not be done.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're fucked.
Yeah. Okay, so, okay then. I'm rethinking being named after this thing.
I just said that quietly to myself.
Okay.
So we need to probably talk to the lieutenant once he's done doing... how'd it go with the Ruskies?
Mixed bag.
Well, I mean, you're alive, so that's good.
For now.
Meanwhile, you approach the Russian base. You have probably never seen the base this close before, so it is a bit of a shock to you to see a wire fence and two guard towers. Right. Both guard towers have a heavy machine gun. We're talking like an anti-aircraft gun mounted in each of them.
Yep.
You see, they spot you as you approach, and the machine gun on the appropriate tower begins tracking you slowly. You see full-on fucking soldiers emerge from the base and begin tracking you. Do you speak any Russian?
No.
One of them, the nearest one, one of the soldiers on the ground, brings out a megaphone and calls out something to you in Russian.
Hello there, mates. sorry, not all up on the Russian. Just hoping to speak to my mate Semenov, if I could.
You keep approaching?
Yeah.
All right, highs or lows?
Let's go those lows, baby.
Okay, as you get closer... Bang! 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 A few bullets impact the snow right in front of your dogs and...
Well, not my dogs.
And Dickie Masseur pulls the dogs into a stop. You are now completely stationary, about, I would say, 250 meters from their base. They are still pointing rifles at you. Mm. The one with the megaphone speaks again, and you spot from one of the buildings...
In Russian or English?
In Russian again.
Okay, fuck.
Stepping out... From the base is a man, another soldier, but from his appearance, you can see that he's probably someone in charge. It's the classic, like, all the regular soldiers are wearing helmets. He's wearing that folded up, that pinned up.
Yeah.
What do you call it? I forget the name of the hat.
The party hat.
A Yushchenka hat? Is that what it's called?
Maybe.
I think it's called a Yushchenka hat.
Right.
I'll believe you.
Sure.
Yeah. I like party hat.
He walks up to the fence and gestures with a gloved hand. Mm-hmm. The microphone gets passed to him and he speaks out.
Awesome.
What do you want?
I get off the dog thing and I actually even tell Dickie to just sort of take the dogs back a bit.
Because
if I don't want to risk them, happy to risk myself. I say, oh, yeah, cheers there, mate. Just hoping to have a chat with Semenov. We've had an issue with one of the polar bears.
The Russian commander lowers the megaphone, and you can see there's a furious expression on his face. Yeah. He's mad that you've mentioned this person's name. Okay. When he brings the megaphone up, you can tell that Yulian quite clearly fucked up. He was not meant to be talking to you, and that you know his name is really
annoying.
I've just
got him killed. Fuck.
Dr. Semenov is no longer on this base.
I take a second. I'm like, all right, fuck. That changes things. I'm like,
you are trespassing. Turn around now.
I say, yep. No worries. Lovely hat, by the way. We'll be on our way then.
Dicky Masur, as you climb back on, says, yeah. Made the right choice there.
Yeah, thanks, Dicky. I think I might have made a few wrong ones first, but let's get out of here.
Shrugs. What do you call him? Yip, yip, whatever. He makes the dogs go.
He opens it. Yeah.
Upper, yip, yip, yeah. You give the Russian facility a wide fucking berth. As you're doing that, you can see from your position, from your angle, you can see the massive crater that the drill is sitting in.
Yeah.
They've created a simply enormous hole for their drill to quite clearly be able to get deeper than yours.
Yeah.
As you reach Alpha Base, you can see that the rat box is parked very chaotically. It's not, it has a place that it's supposed to be parked.
Yeah.
It is not currently parked there. And as you approach, you also realize you can't see the drill.
Oh, fuck. All right. I get off the dogs and run over to the scene. Right.
Richard Masur and Dr. Boxley both come around from behind the rat box and join the rest of the group.
Kitten!
Oh, hey!
What the fuck happened?
Well, I can't kind of see. The drill hit nothing.
Why weren't you watching it, mate?
Oh, no, I was. I saw it hit nothing, and then it got really fast. I saved Dr. Lloyd, and I lifted up the cabin, and I saved Blair Palmer.
Here's an idea. Shut the fuck up, all right?
Okay.
You were talking about aliens again, weren't you?
Well, not now, but it might actually be aliens.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
No, that's what you don't understand. There's like a nothing down there. So the drill, it measures pressure, right? And so if it goes to the right, that's lots of pressure. And the left is not so much pressure. And the drill hit so far left, you know, I gotta go to sleep.
You gotta go somewhere, mate. You were left in charge for one fucking day.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I did a real bad job.
Yeah, you really did, mate.
Man, I let the whole base down.
Is everyone all right?
Well, Dr. Lloyd, I saved Dr. Lloyd's life. And
sure you did. All right. I'll believe that when I see it.
But he's pretty banged up, Blair Palmer. He's so, the Dr. Tillis got him. And I did an okay job, but I could have done better. That's for sure. There's a lot of areas of improvement before I'm running my own base. That's for sure.
I just sort of turned away in disgust.
I'm surprised you went for that long with him. What do the three of you do now?
What time of day is it?
Just past midday, so like 1 p.m.
Oh, okay.
The sun will set in roughly 4 hours.
There's a hole, right?
What do you mean?
Where the drill
was going. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Is it covered up or can we see it?
You can go see it if you want, yeah.
Well, I've kind of been dismissed. I'm just going to go look at the hole by myself.
Okay, you wander over to the hole. You look down. Without a powerful source of light, it just stretches into darkness.
Do we have powerful sources of light?
Not powerful enough, no, unfortunately. The hole goes quite deep.
How wide is it?
Yeah.
It's about wide enough, I don't know, for like a plastic bottle to fit in. Not that you have a plastic bottle, it's 52. But for, yeah, maybe like a pint glass to fit in.
Mm. What a piss weak drill.
While you're standing near the hole, you're not sure if it's like an echo or if it's just your mind playing tricks with you, but you feel like you can hear something from down in the hole.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
I put my ear to the hole. Does it sound like an animal or a machine?
Hey, guys.
I'm still...
You make it love.
Hey, guys. There's something down here.
What the fuck now, kitten?
Come and have a listen to the hole.
Yeah, we go over and have a listen.
Whatever he was listening to, it's you can't hear it.
Oh.
As you're moving away, Dr. Kitten, you can already immediately tell that the noise begins to get fainter and fainter. And then, Dr. Boxley, you don't hear anything.
Can I hear it?
You can't hear anything either.
Oh, interesting.
The fuck are you talking about?
Oh, it's like a weird... Was it mechanical or organic? Could I work that out from the sound?
It sounded natural. It did not sound like a machine. It
sounded like a... Like you're the biologist. Like an animal.
Was your two brain cells bumping up against each other?
Oh, my God. I wish I had something to award you with.
When was the last time you slept, kittens?
Oh, yeah, no, not really at all.
We call them kittens. Yes, at the end.
I had like a little bit of a nap last night because I couldn't get much data, but I...
A cat nap?
I had a little kitten. I had a little kit. Kip. And not a lot
of
sleep.
I think he's lost his mind.
Yeah, I think
he lost
his mind.
No, but I heard it. It sounded
ago.
like a, I don't know, well, like
if
a...
If you say alien, mate, I honestly, I won't have it.
I was going to say whale.
Fucking hell. All right, you need to go get some sleep. That's what you
need.
Are
there like underground caves down here? Like, is that a possibility? Can there be like a whale under the ice?
Is there a geologist still around?
Let's drop something down there.
While you guys have been having this conversation, Dr. Lloyd has gotten up and she's walked inside. And... As you're turning to look for Dr. Lloyd, instead you see Lieutenant Brewer. He steps out of the building. You can see there's blood down his front and on his hands.
Did Blair, he gonna be okay or?
Dr. Yilmaz is, he's saying it's touch and go right now. Mr. Palmer is going to have to be evacuated from here. I'm going to send a message now. Given the current scenario, given what's happened, obviously... No further experiments will be conducted today.
I sort of like raise my polar bear bone, say, oh, look, I don't mean to pile on, mate, but we've had another casualty today. And I explain about Guillermo.
Lieutenant Brewer nods. You can see he's not really too concerned about a dead polar bear.
Sure.
But he sees that you care about it. And he says,
so he's a good leader.
Better than all of us.
Actually, maybe if you want, maybe it would be good for everyone to... focus on some work right now. Please.
I also say, oh, and just quietly, I did stop by the Reds. They weren't too happy about that.
Lieutenant Brewer looks genuinely terrified. yes, I feel like maybe I don't need to say this, but I feel like let's leave them
leave the Russians alone
from this point on.
Okay, yeah, no.
That
makes sense.
Anyway, I'm going to go send that message, he says. He turns around and walks back into the base.
Okay, Lieutenant, you gotcha. Is there recording equipment on the base, like a microphone? And
yeah, there would be. Yeah,
I have an idea. If you're not too busy and you want to like help me find the whale down there,
So Lloyd is inside. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You, I think you were the only three people outside right now.
Grandpa gives me the nod.
He needs help.
All right.
You know, physically and probably mentally.
I just think, you know, maybe if I didn't hear anything, okay, but we could find out. We've got the equipment. We could put a mic down there, see what we pick up.
All right. Kitten, all right, I'll placate you this time, but if we find nothing, I get your dinner.
Okay, yeah, no, you betcha.
I want your dessert.
Okay. No, that's okay. No, I can do that.
Two nights in a row.
If we find a whale, though, you can name it after
you. Two nights.
Two nights, dessert and dinner. Okay, and we'll if we find a new species of whale, we could call it the kitten brain Boxley whale.
I'm just letting you know, when I say recording equipment, like, you would have camera recorders.
Just microphone as well.
I was going to say, you're not getting a camera recorder down that
road. No.
And even then, I think the only camera recorders you would have would be manual crank.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think that's happening.
I should use, like, a mic on a cord.
Yeah, you could do that.
Dangle down the hall.
Yeah. Cool. You go, you retrieve some camera equipment. Maybe you've got, you've got the microphone, you've got as much cord as you can get, the longest possible cord.
I also would like to swing past... Is Dr. Lloyd anywhere?
The building that you would be getting all of this equipment from is the shed, which is a separate building to the main base. If you wanted to, you could head into the main base instead and have a little look around for her.
I might see if, Dr. Lloyd, because she knows about the ground and stuff, maybe she wants to be part of the experiment day because she had a bit of a rough time.
Sure.
Yep. Okay.
You step inside, you look down the long corridor of your base. Behind you is Lieutenant Brewer's office. And then right at the other end, you can see the radio room where Lieutenant Brewer is currently sitting. And he's presumably on the radio to someone, you can see. You begin slowly walking down that main corridor. You look to your left, you see the common office. It's a bit of a chaos right now. You can tell that Yilmaz must have been there when it happened because there's some disturbance, but enough for one person. You look to your right, into the rec room. It looks almost disturbingly calm. You keep making your way until you pass the infirmary, and looking into the infirmary, you see Yilmaz is poring over a prone figure on an operating table. He does not acknowledge you as you walk past.
I do not acknowledge him.
You hear just a steady beep, beep, beep.
Oh, jeez.
You reach the geology lab, and you can see Dr. Lloyd is sitting in the geology lab at the geology desk, not actually doing anything, just staring.
Well, hey, knock, knock, Dr. Lloyd.
She turns as if startled. Oh, yes, yes.
So with everything going on, we thought like maybe you want to help us out with an experiment, maybe to take your mind from wherever it is right now.
I look at where she was staring.
It was just some open notes. Doesn't look like anything important.
Okay. Anyway, I heard a sound from the hole, so we're going to put a microphone down there. It's Richie Brains out there, Dr. Boxley, and maybe it's a whale.
Yes, she says. All right, then. She stands up. All right. You walk back out the way you came, and you can see Dr. Lloyd looks directly down.
Yeah.
Makes no sound, does nothing except walks very briskly as you pass the beep, beep, beep. Then you get back outside with Dr. Lloyd while the two of you are unspooling cord. Mm-hmm. The four of you together, you collect a boom mic, you take it off its stand, plug it in with a cord, and one of you has a set of headphones, and someone is lowering the microphone down.
You probably need the headphones because you're the one who's heard the sound.
I was going to give it to Boxley because he's a biologist, and I think it's a whale.
Okay. But if we can't hear it, though, I think it's something strange at play here.
Okay.
Something in your head.
Okay, I'll try. And if I hear it again, I'll give you the headphones.
Pass it over, yeah.
How long's that cord?
Unfortunately, it's not an incredibly long cord. This was not an intended experiment, so you're just grabbing the longest cord you had. I would say it's maybe 5 meters long.
Oh, can we do anything? Can we craft up any extensions?
Unfortunately, you don't have any. Well, actually, you could try. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, baby.
Two successes. I'll give you an extra 2 meters, so it's
You're
7 meters.
You're carrying that whale, the polar bear bone.
Yeah, does that give us anything?
Unfortunately, not currently. No.
Good luck.
You have, by the way, one of the offices here is the specimen lab, which is where you could take that if you wanted to. That's your lab, basically.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's a good call. Okay.
Yeah, there's the map room, which is yours.
Yep.
Yeah. There's the geology lab, the specimen lab.
Yep.
And then, unfortunately, you don't really have a dedicated room.
That's fine.
Yeah. I guess technically the shed, that has all of your tools and stuff.
Yeah, there we go, baby.
All right. Somewhere in there, can we say that I've gone and put that in the lab just so it's in a safe spot?
Sure, absolutely.
Awesome.
So Richie wouldn't know this, but do any of the doctors know how deep we have dug?
Lloyd would. Lloyd should surely know.
Lloyd would, yeah.
Have we pulled out, like, when we've dug, are we getting a sample of the permafrost?
Every now and then they do retract a sample, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So that would probably be in the geology lab.
Right, okay.
All of those samples.
Sick.
So, yeah, do you ask Lloyd how deep you've dug?
Yep.
She considers it for a moment. You can see, like I said, she's quite clearly in shock. I believe we've dug perhaps somewhere around 100 meters deep.
Okay. We're close.
Yeah.
So what do we got? 7 meters.
Yeah.
Well, it's closer than
let's give it a red hot crack.
Your bung ear over there. So let's give it another
go. We might better hear something. We could leave it out too, right? And see if it'll record anything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's juicy
as well.
You could if you wanted to lose a radio, drop a radio down.
No, just a mic, right? Can we record onto a tape?
Wait, what?
Like, we just mean like drop the microphone.
Yeah, you can record it if you want.
Yeah, and record as well, and then like go to bed and check if there's any sounds.
Yeah, absolutely, you can do that.
If we don't hear anything now, I mean, you know, obviously the goal is
give it a listen first.
Let's give it a listen first.
All right,
let's have a listen.
You slowly lower the mic down until it is at the 7 meters, and you're listening as hard as you can.
Can I spend another point of willpower?
Absolutely.
Because I really didn't impress Dr. Boxley.
How many willpower you got left?
I have 3.
Okay.
As you're listening, you do a great job. But while you're listening as well, it begins softly snowing all around you.
Right.
And you can tell this is the precursor to another storm like last night.
Right.
But nonetheless, as you begin lowering the mic, you can hear just at first the mic bumping into things and then you hear the mic stop bumping into things.
Dr. Lloyd?
Yes?
100 meters, right?
Yes.
7 meters of cable?
That's right.
So, like, hypothetically, the mic could still be hitting rocks and stuff because it's only 7 meters long.
But is it bumping the edges?
I take the headphones off. I just hand it a box. Listen to that. There's nothing there.
So I hear no sound at all.
You put it on. Yeah, you don't need to.
I move the microphone cord a little bit so it hits rocks and then let it drop again.
You hear it touch nothing.
So it's like it's in a cavity of some kind.
I think so. There's like an absence down there. Like that was the thing with the drill. Lloyd said that the drill hit nothing. It was no pressure on the drill. That's what happened. And
Dr.
then it exploded.
Boxley, now you hear it.
Fuck. I look at Kit and like, holy shit, maybe this guy isn't as crazy as I thought he was.
You can hear it, can't you?
I can't, Grandpa.
Sounds like a whale, yeah?
Can I hear it?
You can hear the absence of it hitting rocks, but you don't hear that calling out. You, Dr. Boxley, only heard it once.
Okay.
I heard it a lot.
Yeah, you heard it like an echoing constant for a sec.
I'm going to become obsessed with this hole.
How's the lows?
Lows.
A brain, you hear distantly.
Fuck.
Like something heavy hitting the floor.
Oh fuck. Don't like this.
What's going on there, Richie?
If I pass it to Kit,
you hear it as well.
Okay, that's
it sounds like it's getting further and further away.
Okay. I pass it back to Boxley.
Are we recording this or we're just listening to it? All right, I think we got to like try to record this. So the snow's still falling.
Yeah, it's one of you rushes back to the shed, gets the recording equipment, rushes back out. You manage to record maybe 2 good minutes of the distant echoing.
And the sounds of the microphone not hitting anything.
Yeah, yep. Okay.
Dr. Boxley, you're the animal guy. How big is that based on the footsteps? Like, that's what they were, right? That's not a whale. It's got legs.
Well, look, I don't want to be definitive about anything here, but I think it's fair to say it's pretty fucking big, mate.
Like, would you say it's so big that it's not of this earth?
Shit.
I don't even answer that.
Hypothetically?
Fuck it. All right. Look.
At this point, the sun is beginning to set and the snow is getting heavier.
Shit.
We better get this stuff back inside. Let's have another listen. Once we're back in there, we can show it to the lieutenant.
Yeah, okay.
You retract all of the equipment and you make it back inside just as the woo, 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 the blizzard begins blasting your little sheet of ice.